Industry leaders in environmentalism, food systems, and energy are gathering this week in the Wood River Valley for the 5th annual Sun Valley Forum. And this year's program has a special addition, a youth conference. Rachel Cohen has more.
2 years ago, Ruby Horton was sitting in an auditorium at the Limelight Hotel in Ketchum. She was there to support her father, who was a panelist at the Sun Valley Forum.
Well, my dad, growing up, has always been a really big influence in my passion for environmentalism.
Horton enjoyed the talks, like one from a man who walked to both the North Pole and the South Pole. But she noticed something was off.
When I was sitting in the auditorium with everyone, listening to all these wonderful speeches and learning so much, I was looking around and I was the only person under 18 in the room.
That was a problem, she thought, because the people up on stage were talking about how to reach people like her.
The biggest topic of the forum was how we can help for the next generation. And so I decided that it would be a really cool idea if we had a way for kids to be involved.
A 2015 UN survey found 89% of youth think young people can make a difference when it comes to climate change. Horton is no different. She decided to email the Sun Valley Institute, which embraced her idea to create a youth component to the annual forum. And for 6 months, a youth council has been meeting to plan it. They come from 3 Wood River Valley high schools, Washington, and California. Lexi Progostis is the group's adult advisor. She helps kick off their last planning meeting.
Let's do just some introductions since it's been a while.
One task at hand, what icebreaker game to play when the 18 students arrive for the multi-day workshop.
If you had to use the weather to describe your personality, what would your forecast be?
Okay, I go to the Sage School. I'm going to be a senior.
That's Trinity Haddam.
And my weather forecast would probably have to be like a summer thunderstorm.
After the icebreakers, the students will get down to business. Over the course of 3 days, they'll hear from some of the most prominent activists their age, like Kelsey Juliana, one plaintiff suing the U.S. government over climate change in action.
Us youth are eager to lead the climate movement. We want to lead in the courtrooms, in the classrooms, on the street.
Then, they'll talk solutions. The high schoolers chose to workshop 3 problems they think are important for the future of the planet: transportation, plastic waste, and food. Haddam volunteered to lead the food brainstorm. Her group will think about how to bring more locally grown food to her high school, the Sage School in Haley.
My school will basically be a model for how we can introduce local food.
Then, after designing solutions and prototyping, they'll present their ideas in a pitch session. Haddam says this was the Youth Council's vision all along.
Making a space that we can work creatively to solve the problems around us.
Progostis says it was important to make time for high schoolers to use their own brain power and not just listen to the adults.
People approach especially teenagers with some sort of apprehension and condescension. And so why I'm super excited about this is a way for them to find their voices and be empowered to use their voice.
2 years later, Horton is looking forward to returning to Sun Valley, and there will be other people her age. In Ketchum, Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.